In 1973, the Oregon Legislature delegated to the Oregon Wildlife Commission responsibility for what they termed non-game wildlife, which would include all wildlife species other than those that were hunted, fished, or trapped. And they didn't provide any funding to pay for this new responsibility, but the Wildlife Department did make some effort to accommodate that request. I, at the time, was chief of the game division, and in 1976 I became deputy director. And the term non-game bothered me because it was a negative term, and here are all these wonderful species of wildlife that people were interested in looking at that were in my view, not being given proper attention. The environmental groups at that time were going before the legislature in order to get a refund on the state tax return donated by taxpayers to what they termed the non-game wildlife program. And I attempted to change that to watchful wildlife, but because they were involved with the legislative bills, the environmental groups were not interested, were not accepted. And, but the term watchful wildlife came about as I continued to become concerned about what I considered the inappropriate term. And one day I was in the office and was going through the thesaurus, and I got to the W's and I got to the word watch, and I said watchable, and then I said watchable wildlife, and my secretary next door said that's it. And that in my view was where the term started. And so the department did make some little lapel buttons, and the first one was a raccoon. The button is about 2.5 inches in diameter, and had the words "I support watchful wildlife," and we sold those and made a little bit of money, but it never did amount to a great deal from the standpoint of financing an appropriate program. Well, in 1981, I attended the North American Wildlife and Natural Resource Society meeting in Washington, D.C. And I took 100 of these raccoon "I support watchful wildlife" buttons with me, and I gave them to as many of the game directors and leading administrators from the United States, Canada, and Mexico that I contacted during that meeting. And I think that that really did spread the word, because nowadays watchful wildlife is a growing concern in many states. One state I know of has a license plate, a watchful wildlife license plate, and there are other forms of financing this. Missouri has a portion of their sales tax that goes to it, and in any event, it's become a well-known term, and one that that I'm proud to be associated with, and we have my wife and I were interested in it, and we have funded a trust for Oregon State University Department of Fisheries and Wildlife. And my death will provide for a chair in the department and some continuing scholarships, as well as another trust here in Jackson County with the Fair Board, which will provide for a memorial watchful wildlife center on the fairgrounds. And so I think this term will outlive us, and I hope it will continue to be a part of conservation and of the public's interest in viewing these enjoyable and wonderful wildlife species that creep, crawl, fly, swim, or whatever.